just heard from a fake Democrat or a protest or placeholder candidate running for lieutenant governor on the May 8th primary ballot. Now we will hear from a real Democrat who wants to replace Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio at 7:36 on this Monday, April the 23rd. We welcome in candidate Malin Mitchell during this half hour, and we welcome your questions for him at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Malin Mitchell is president of the Professional Firefighters of Wisconsin. This is the state's largest rank-and-file union for firefighters. He's a Democratic candidate for lieutenant governor of Wisconsin. And he joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
So why have you entered this race?
Well, I've entered because what we've seen over the past year has really frustrated and really sickened me at the state level. And I think we need some new, fresh leaders at the Capitol that are aware of their surroundings, that are in touch with the middle class and what's happening to the middle class right now.
Now, what has happened that has sickened you?
Well, last year we had the mantra that our state is broke, that we need shared sacrifice. And all we saw in January, we saw a tort reform bill that came in that was denying middle class people's access to justice. Then we saw the union rights under attack, workers' rights stripped away, collective bargaining stripped away. And then, of course, in the big budget came, we saw over $1.6 billion taken from public education, 30% cut in the tech college system. We saw 12,000 women that used to go to Planned Parenthood, not for the woman's right to choose, but for just basic health care being taxed and taken away. We saw voter ID, voter registration last year, they like to call it. I like to call it voter suppression, trying to suppress the vote. The same people that are working in the John Birch Society in the 1960s are the same current-day Koch brothers working to suppress the minority vote. We saw our reapportionment, our redistricting being done the wrong way, trying to basically power grabs that you see the Republicans trying to cripple their natural opposition. So we got to fight back, and that's what sickened me last year, and that's why I'm taking a stand this year. Yeah.
Well, Governor Walker's supporters, including a candidate running for Lieutenant Governor, Isaac Wicks, who we just spoke to in our first half hour, say that the state is better off because of Governor Walker's policies. Our candidate in the last half hour said that, you know, his school district was able to, you know, not lay off a lot of teachers. Governor Walker balanced the budget, and things are better because of what Governor Walker did. What do you say?
I say he's wrong. I mean, just listen to what you just said. He said not lay off a lot of teachers. I mean, there should be no teachers laid off. Last year we had 2,319, I believe, is the number of employees at school districts laid off. 1,446 of those are school teachers. So their reforms are not working. They talk about job creation, that the governor promised 250,000 jobs within the next 4 years. Well, we had six straight months of job losses. I mean, the numbers don't lie. Just last month, we lost another 4,300 jobs in the private sector. So things are not getting better. People can see, I mean, I guess you can say whatever you want now in politics, and it doesn't necessarily have to be the truth, which is unfortunate. But what we're seeing on the ground here in Wisconsin is not what the state should look like.
Bob in Eau Claire is with us. Hello, Bob.
Hi. I'm an independent voter. I'm also a business person here in Eau Claire. And the reason why I signed the recall against Clayfish and Walker was because of the lies about exactly what Malin was talking about, the lies that the deficit was connected to educators and state workers, and it wasn't at all. And Walker's cuts have hurt my business. My taxes for my home have gone up. I can list a whole bunch of things of why Walker's plan is bad. I would just like to ask Malin, what is the connection between the deficit with state workers? Is there any, or was it a lie?
Well, that's a good question, and it was definitely a lie. He said we had a $3.6 billion structural deficit. We can run a structural deficit, or any deficit can be ran. A structural deficit can be ran even when the economy is at its full capacity. So So a structural deficit can be anytime. So he just won. Basically, it was a way to get some concessions from the union. Basically, it was a way to go after the union busting. At the end of the day, the workers conceded. They said they paid the 12.6% of the health insurance and the 5.8% of the pension, the employer share of it. So the workers conceded. So we saw what this was. This was a direct attack at taking away the union, stripping collective bargaining rights, taking away money out of the union so that they can control and rule really forever, what they're trying to do. So the deficit had nothing to do with taking away workers' rights.
Now, the firefighters were not subject to the collective bargaining restrictions, but you were among those who were with the firefighters union protesting at the state capitol. Why?
Well, you know, they told us that we could take our exemption, go home. They said that there'll be about a week or so worth of protests, and people will go home and realize that the sky has not fallen. Well, they were wrong about two things. They were wrong about the protests. We were obviously out there a lot more than a week. And they were wrong about firefighters and police officers. When we see emergency, we respond. And that's what we were doing. We were responding to an emergency. Back then, the word solidarity wasn't the buzzword like it is now, but we were showing support and solidarity with our other brothers and sisters. And it was important that we stand up, because if you're really a true trade unionist, and if you know what unions actually are about and the struggles that happen for people to actually be involved in the union, then you know it's something bigger than just about an exemption for just police or fire. So that's why we stood up.
Ray in Milwaukee wants to know, what would you say to the firefighters and police officers who support Scott Walker to win their votes? The Milwaukee police and fire unions have endorsed Scott Walker.
Yeah, and a lot of people are confused by that. Milwaukee Fire and Police, at least Milwaukee Fire, they're not in our association. They are the only full-time career department that the professional firefighters in Wisconsin don't represent. What I would say to them is that they need to look and see what's happening and see the attacks that are being done by the far right, the extremists like Scott Walker, and realize that their exemption is not going to last for long. Governor Walker is out for a different agenda. It's a national agenda, really. It's not an agenda that's even here for the state of Wisconsin, and you got to recognize what's happened. And you got to look at the tax. I mean, the city of Milwaukee alone lost $84.9 million a year in public education. So you can't take $84 million away from anything and say it's better. I mean, it just doesn't work. It doesn't add up. And then give $300 million more to the private school voucher system. So things are not getting better. And especially in Milwaukee, we've had a 17% rise in children living in poverty in the state of Wisconsin over just the past year. So things are not getting better. And I tell the people in Milwaukee, they gotta realize we don't just live in an economy, but we live in a society. And a society is there to take care of all its people.
Our guest is Malin Mitchell, president of the Professional Firefighters of Wisconsin. He is a Democratic candidate for lieutenant governor of Wisconsin. He will be on the ballot on May the 8th in the recall primary election. Malin Mitchell will face another candidate running as a Democrat, Isaac Wicks, who we just heard from in our last half hour. Isaac Wicks admits to being a placeholder candidate or a protest candidate. Also on the Democratic ballot will be private investigator Ira Robbins. We will hear from him, a third candidate running for lieutenant governor, later this week. The winner of the primary will face the incumbent lieutenant governor, Republican lieutenant governor Rebecca Clayfish, in the general recall election on June the 5th. So what are your questions for Malin Mitchell? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. It's going to be a sunny, cool day today with a few clouds. Highs will be in the mid to upper 50s. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, hoping you'll stay tuned. All this week, we will be talking with candidates running for lieutenant governor and governor in the upcoming recall elections, focusing in on lieutenant governor today, talking with Malin Mitchell, who is a Democratic candidate for lieutenant governor, president of the Professional Firefighters of Wisconsin. Tomorrow at this time, we will welcome in former Dane County Executive Kathleen Falk, a Democratic candidate for governor. We will hear from two Republicans running for governor, Arthur Cole Riggs and Scott Walker, on Wednesday. We will hear from two more Democrats running for governor on Thursday, Doug LaFollette and Kathleen Vinehout. And on Friday, we will hear from Tom Barrett, the mayor of Milwaukee and a Democratic candidate for governor. So lots of forums for you this week to ask the questions that are important to you in the upcoming recall elections, and we welcome your questions for Malin Mitchell during the rest of this half hour, and our next caller is Peter in La Crosse. Hello, Peter.
Hi, Joanne. Thank you so much for letting me call in, and I also want to thank the guests for picking up the gauntlet and defending the rights of the working class. I think that's phenomenal. I just wanted to say real briefly, having listened to this program here, that it's very frustrating to me. I have a question here, but it's very frustrating to me. Joy, you know, you asked a very good question, asked whether this was unethical, the previous guest, whether it was unethical to run as a fake candidate, and his response was, no, it's not, it's politics. Well, that's a very specious answer. What he should have said is it's politics as usual, and that is a problem, okay, because it is deceitful, and it is politics as usual, and that's not what we need anymore. And you also asked him specifically, Joy, was a very pointed and accurate question. You asked him whether don't the polls in Wisconsin show that it's a very evenly divided issue? He said no. The polls show 55%. I think it's important to follow up on that and say, what poll are you citing?
Yeah,
and get some sort of...
What is the question that you would like me to
question? Yeah, I understand. I just want to say that my question for the candidate is, don't you believe that in Wisconsin, as the recall elections are set up right now, that the law has been set up very specifically so that there are a certain amount of signatures that need to be met, and that criteria has been met. So this recall is 100% legal and not a waste of taxpayers' dollars, but in fact a representation of taxpayers' desire. Don't you believe that to be true, sir?
I believe this recall to be that fact. I can be honest with you. I don't really like recalls. I mean, I don't think anybody really wants to be in a recall. But that is a provision that is in our state statute. But really, we shouldn't have to have a recall because if the Republicans or the Democrats, whoever's in office, are doing what they're supposed to be doing, recall, we shouldn't even need a recall. But obviously, a recall is needed in this case. And when people say it's an expensive way about doing things, I look at it as a down payment or an investment into our future, because what Governor Walker is doing right now is hurting the entire state. And I don't think, even if we didn't have a recall statute or the ability to recall Governor Walker, I don't think he can no longer effectively govern, because he's lost the majority of the trust of the people in our state. So he's got to go, and with Tara Becker Clayfish has to go with him. But I got to tell you, we got to bring our state back together, because the recalls and all this angst and partisan politics is not good for anybody. No matter what side you're on, whether you're Republican or Democrat, you don't like your elected officials not being able to sit down at the table and talk things out. That's what you're elected to do. And you're elected to represent your constituency, yes, but you're elected to represent the state of Wisconsin. And the state of Wisconsin needs their Republicans or Democrats, whoever, independent, talking at the table, sitting at the same table, being able to maybe not agree on every issue, but at least being able to come together and come to some sort of compromise. And that's what we're not seeing in our state right now, is any compromise, and that's why we have a problem.
So why do you say the majority of Wisconsinites have lost trust in our governor? The same question that I posed to our other guest, who said that the majority of Wisconsinites agree with what Governor Walker did.
I say we have, like, you talk to the business owner, you talk to people that are not in unions, and I've been all around the state, and people don't necessarily trust Scott Walker, because there have been lies. And you can take a call from who you thought was one of the Koch brothers and say that we're the first domino to fall, and you don't take a call from a constituent, that's a problem. But when you look at poll, it shows that people are ready to get rid of Governor Walker. Now, our state is divided. I mean, we're really at about 50-50, 51%, depending on what poll you're looking at. But when you lose 50% of the people in your state not even having trust in you, and then polls show, if you take it a step further, I'm going to ask the question, do you trust Scott Walker? And the majority of people say no. That shows that he's lost the trust of other people, whether you're Republican or Democrat. Scott Walker has not done us a good job or done us justice here in our state.
Yeah. Well, how would you bring Wisconsin back together? It's so polarized right now. As if you were elected lieutenant governor, what could you do to bring Wisconsin back together?
Well, I think the first day, the very first day, no matter who is the governor, I'm on a Democratic side. The first day, you got to bring everybody into one room, and I'm talking about both houses, the assembly as well as the Senate, as well as the executive branch, obviously. And you got to bring everybody into the room and say, hey, look, this partisan politics have to stop. We can disagree on different subjects, different issues. Matter of fact, I don't think they're supposed to agree on everything. But at the end of the day, we got to do what's best for the state of Wisconsin. And I think that's got to be done, and you got to bring everybody in the room and talk about compromise, talk about issues that you do agree on, talk about issues that you don't agree on, talk about what has happened over the last year, how it's been polarizing, and how it's got to end, how it's got to stop. Now, that's not going to just happen over a conversation. That's not going to just probably happen within 6 to 7 months. But I think over time, we can undo what's happened over the past year. So I think you got to bring people to the table and say, look, we got to compromise. No matter what side you're on, we're elected here to do a job. And that's what people want to see, no matter what side you're on, that they can, elected officials can debate, and you can debate like hell if you want. But at the end of the day, you got to be able to come to some sort of compromise so that we can get things done in the state.
Doug in Milwaukee is with us now. Hello, Doug.
Hi, how are you? I have a brief comment and a question. My comment is that this sounds to me like typical rhetoric with no specificity. And I just keep hearing the same mom, pop, and apple pie coming from your guest. And frankly, Joy, you should be challenging.
Frankly, Doug, what's your question?
Yeah, okay, same stuff. Huh? Okay, here's my question to the candidate. Candidate, do you know exactly what the response of...
Ah, we lost you, Doug. I'm sorry. He wants to know. I guess he wants you to state the job duties of Lieutenant Governor. Do you know what the job duties actually are?
Well, right now, the specific job duties of Lieutenant Governor are not much. Really, Lieutenant Governor's job by Constitution right now is to just basically, you're there if something happens to the governor from unfortunate circumstance. So if the governor is under anesthesia or anesthetic, or if the governor, God forbid, passes away or dies, then you become governor. But right now, there are no specific job responsibilities for Lieutenant Governor. There was a time where they used to break a tie in the Senate, where he used to be the president over the state Senate, but that got taken away back in 1960. So that, there are no specific job responsibilities. But I look at that as a plus, too. I think you can champion any type of issues that you like. For instance, I want to champion jobs. And we have a governor that we talked about earlier that promised 250,000 jobs. I don't think all businesses are bad. I don't think all corporations are bad. All CEOs are bad of corporations. We definitely need industry, business, and corporations in our state in order to thrive. But I think we have politicians that are beholden to bad CEOs at the national level that make corporations have necessarily a bad name. So I want to focus on jobs. And when you talk about jobs, giving tax breaks to corporations does not automatically transmit a job growth. We've seen that has not worked. So I want to actually bring businesses to the table, communities to the table, labor to the table, and talk about real sustainable job creation. I want to focus on education. We take $1.6 billion from public education. You take 30% cut in tech colleges, $71 million cut in tech college, and then you say we have an untrained workforce, the governor says. But you can't take tech college education spending away and say we have an untrained workforce. So we need that training. So I want to talk about education.
Let me
talk about poverty. I'm sorry, go ahead.
All right. What is it you want to say about poverty?
Poverty, I mean, we always talk about the middle class. I'm just as guilty as most. We say the middle class is under attack. Middle class wages are under attack. But just think about those that are living below middle class wages, that are impoverished individuals. We have a poverty problem in our state. And I'm not just talking about Milwaukee or Madison, but in rural areas as well. So we got to tackle our poverty problem as well. So those are three issues that I want to tackle. Yeah. As Lieutenant Governor.
Well, as Lieutenant Governor, you're not necessarily going to have to balance the budget, but our caller seems to think that you're talking in generalities and not giving us specifics. What would you have done to balance the budget that would have been different than Governor Walker?
Well, I think one thing you can do is that when you ask for those concessions, and the union said, okay, they'll pay into the pension, they'll pay into the health insurance. The concessions enough were $900 million that would help to balance the budget.
So that would have balanced the budget in itself. I mean, you know, a structural deficit, you can always run a structural deficit. But we're talking about a cyclical deficit that we have. But the $3.6 billion that the governor said with our structural deficit, we can always have. So I don't necessarily believe that to be the case. Our legislative fiscal bureau that has said that over the next 10 years, there'll be $2.3 billion in tax cuts to corporations and the wealthy investors of our state. $2.3 billion. But then he says our state is broke. I think what we're seeing is funny math, funny numbers. And for your last call, what we can do to balance the budget is the unions conceded to concessions. And Governor Walker admitted it. And I hope you ask him this on Thursday, whenever he comes in. Union busting, taking away workers' rights had nothing to do with balancing the state budget. That's where we're seeing people feeling that they've been misled.
In our final minute, who are you supporting for a governor in the recall elections?
I have to run my own race. I'm obviously supporting whichever governor comes out on a Democratic side out of the primary, and I hope to help and strengthen that ticket. But right now, I'm just running our own race, and we're not coming out supporting any of the primary candidates.
Yeah, and again, very short time. Why are you asking for our listeners' vote on the primary?
I'm asking for a vote because we're looking at it's a different type of vote, and we're going to have to actually take our state back, and we need to have some people, leaders in there that are not out of touch with their everyday surroundings. I'm a firefighter by trade. I didn't see myself as a career politician. A lot of people say they're not career politicians. Well, I'm not. I'm a firefighter by trade, been a Madison Fire Department for 15 years. I never saw myself getting involved in politics, but what I saw last year is that we had to stand up. And real change happens from within. I can keep giving protest speeches and rally speeches and walking up with the firefighters and the bagpipes in the Capitol, but at the end of the day, to make real change, we need to have people in these positions that care about all people in our state.
Thank you.
And about bringing our state back together.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Malin Mitchell, president of the Professional Firefighters of Wisconsin. He's a Democratic candidate for lieutenant governor of Wisconsin. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.